You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in studio by Kate Lochte and the Associate Director for Murray State's Transfer Center for Veterans Affairs and Adult Student Liaison, Allison Marshall. Allison, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thanks for having me.
It's an impressive title you have.
I know, it's long.
Let's time it out sometime. We're here because your office has a wonderful partnership this year due to a grant to expand the services that you're offering veteran and adult students. Explain the grant and what it will allow you to do in the coming year. We're focusing, of course, on the event next Monday,
yes,
which is one of the first outreach events the grant makes possible.
Yeah. We were very fortunate in that I was able to achieve a grant from the AmeriCorps VISTA program, which, if you're not familiar with AmeriCorps, it's kind of the domestic version of the Peace Corps. And VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for us to utilize this organization and help us build some of our staffing and then create programming for our veteran and adult population in the surrounding community. And so we're going to be able to not only do this particular program that's coming up on Monday, August 26th for our veterans and adults in the Murray and surrounding community, but we'll also be able to do additional programming throughout the year, and this grant allows us to do that. So, we're very fortunate.
And it's great that you have the work of a Murray State alum, Sherry Anderson,
mm-hmm,
who is helping you coordinate and create these programs. Let's do look at next Monday night, because it is a hand-holding event, in my point of view.
Sure.
Especially the part where you are welcoming people with kids to come, and you'll have people there to take care,
yes,
of the kids, and there will be refreshments. So
yes,
I think it's from 5 to 7.
5 to 7:30.
30, yeah.
On Monday, August 26th, it's going to be at the CFSB Center in the lower level, Entrance A. And so anyone and everyone in the community, please feel free to come by. But again, the specific population that we are targeting for this particular event is our local veteran and adult population who are interested in either coming back to school and finishing their degree, and they're concerned about how to do that. Obviously, we're there to help and walk you through the process, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this program. But also for those who don't have any college experience and, again, feel that maybe there's some obstacles out there. Again, we want to reduce those obstacles, alleviate any fears about whether or not this is a possibility for them. And so, again, with this particular program and it being a family-friendly event, we want to make sure that there's nothing that would keep someone from coming just because either they don't have childcare or it's during the dinner hour, things along those lines. We're going to be providing pizza and popcorn and drinks for our guests and for the children. We'll be providing childcare activities, so things that the children can be doing, and you don't have to worry about them while you're trying to take care of business and answering questions. So the kids are going to be occupied. They're going to be having fun. And the adults in our veteran population can come in and ask questions of a number of different representatives from Murray State offices.
Yeah, and Allison, you serve as a conduit for veterans to navigate those offices. Tell me a little bit about who all will be there.
Well, we're going to have, again, a number of representatives from the Financial Aid Office, from Scholarships, University Scholarship Office, also from Veterans Affairs. So for those veterans who are interested in utilizing their GI Bill benefits, you'll be able to meet with a representative from our VA office. And then we will also have someone from Career Services to help talk them through the potential opportunities down the road. If I want to major in a particular area, what kind of jobs am I going to be able to get with that specific major? And so again, just advice and guidance through the process. In addition, we'll have representatives from both the Transfer Center for Admissions as well as the Undergraduate Admissions Office, so for those that are coming in for the very first time and do not have any college work experience. And then, again, a few other representatives that will be there to answer questions. Student Support Services is one other that comes to mind, and the Office of Disability Services. So anyone that is coming in either with a physical or learning disability and will need assistance in, you know, being successful in the college environment, those offices will be there to help talk them through the process.
So the idea is to continue welcoming veterans into the fold and adult students into the fold of Murray State University. I understand you have 400 students now mm-hmm. in this area. What do you find is the primary breaking of the ice moment with a veteran or an adult student who is just not sure about undertaking one more thing to do in their life?
Well, I think for many of these individuals, it's just they're a little afraid of the process and whether or not they could be successful. And what we're here to do is to help them realize that opportunity, that it is a possibility, that they can be successful with the appropriate support. And so if they can feel that that is going to be there and available to them and consistently supporting them throughout their academic career, then they're far more willing to step up and take that first leap. And we want to make sure that that door is open. And again, with this particular type of programming, that does open the door, at least for questions. They can begin the process of asking questions of whether or not this is a possibility and whether or not I'm going to be able to maybe meet some of my career goals and other visions that I have for my life down the road. And obviously, we know that you can do so many of those things when education is involved.
You're targeting this event for, it seems to me, people who are interested in picking up the educational process in January.
Yes.
So there's plenty of opportunity time-wise to walk through all of the regulations. You mentioned earlier to me when we were speaking about this service that you provide is similar to what the HR department provides in the military.
Well, at least that the veteran understands that there is one centralized office, one individual or a staff of individuals that can assist them and walk them through everything that's going to be required in order for them to be admitted, in order for them to get registered for classes, in order for their transcript work or military work to be evaluated. That one centralized office can help guide them to anyone else that needs to be a part of this process for them, that can again offer assistance to them and can help again guide them through all of the steps that are going to need to be taken in order to be admitted and to enroll in classes and to then get set up for their, you know, the first academic career opportunity.
Now, your event Monday is at the CFSB Center in the Murray Room, plenty of parking. If someone can't make it, where are you located physically at the university?
My office is located in the Transfer Center, which is on the third floor of the Lowry Center building there on 15th Street, next to Pogue Library. So very conveniently located. There's visitor parking across the street, so you can certainly come in at any time and check in with me. Also, we have, for our specific veteran population, we do have the Veterans Affairs Office, which is located in the Registrar's area in Sparks Hall on the first floor. Chris Jeter is our contact in that office, and he will be glad to assist our veteran population with what they're going to need to do in order to utilize their GI Bill benefits. I will assist them with regards to admissions and support services once they're on campus.
Now, you mentioned that the AmeriCorps VISTA Volunteers in Service to America program has a year-long project. This is the first event. What do you have on your calendar as the year proceeds?
Well, we're working with Sherry Anderson, who is a Murray State alum. Fortunately, we were able to receive the grant, and Sherry would be our, personnel that will work specifically with me on that grant. And she and I'll be doing some programming that will be veteran specific throughout the year. Our next event will probably be centered around Veterans Day and recognizing that wonderful day in service to America. And also we'll be doing some other programming that will be both veteran and adult related that will offer information about career services, and one of the main goals of the AmeriCorps VISTA program is to eradicate poverty. So in and of itself, this through education, we're able to encourage our adult and veteran population to improve their lives and find more opportunities that can assist them financially and help them to live an easier life, something a little bit more stable.
Okay, I'm so pleased that you had time to come and speak of this event. Let's address the details again so that while you're listening, you have a chance now to grab a pencil and write this down, specifically next Monday night.
Monday night, August 26th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the CFSB Center, the lower level, Entrance A. Again, this is a program for veterans and adults in Callaway County, Marshall County, McCracken, Graves, and also in Northwest Tennessee. So we'll be issuing our invitation to individuals from those communities to come on out and see us. Again, it's a family-friendly event, so bring your children. We'll be able to take care of them, and they'll have snacks and entertainment so that you can take care of business and ask the questions that you need to ask in order to move along your educational opportunities.
You know, I know we have some listeners who might know of people who should do this. So we encourage you to give them a nudge and say, get off the mark. Stop thinking about it. They're making it real easy. Yeah. Just go see them.
Well, the first step is the hardest. And if you can encourage your friends or family that actually fit this particular population, we would certainly encourage you to help us bring them along, you know, get them to come on out and see us on Monday night at 5 to 7:30 at the CFSB Center, and hopefully that they'll go away feeling like this is an opportunity for me and I'm ready to make that step.
I can do this. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
Allison Marshall is, here we go, Associate Director, Murray State's Transfer Center for Veterans Affairs and Adult Student Liaison.